This is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on our site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of stuff there. In fact, the main thrust of the site allows you, the listener, to control the content. As you're surfing about the web, you find something that is interesting or useful and you want to share it with our other listeners, you can just submit it as show prep to the freetalklive.com website, and then other listeners get to vote, and you also vote on things. You vote on whether you like or dislike different suggestions there, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. That's freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, Rick is in Tallahassee listening to WFLA-FM. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Rick. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, wanted to go back to talking about the weapons of mass destruction and our presence in the Middle East over in Iraq.
Sure. Sure. Go ahead.
All right. I want to make sure I'm not on speakerphone.
Sounds fine to me.
How's that? Is that better?
It's all good. Go ahead, Rick.
All right. Great. So I was 21. I was serving at 101st Airborne. We jumped in a forward advance unit. I was in the Ranger Battalion. And we're on the opposite side of Baghdad. Now, when Schwarzkopf rolled in with, you know, another few divisions and whatnot, you know, they just got right up into Baghdad pretty early. The oil tankers that they torched up were set off with dirty bombs, which is pretty much why, you know, we got out of there and left him in power, because we pretty much, we got smoked. Now, you, if you remember, when they knocked down the Trade Center towers, and they you know, wanted to blame that on Iraq and have a reason to go back in, we waited for 11 months, which was plenty enough time to get the chemical and biological weapons out of Iraq, which were, you know, sarin gas, VX gas, botulism, smallpox, just a bunch of junk that we had supplied them during the first Bush administration, which is pretty much when I was serving. I was, you know, 18, 19. Bush Sr. was in power. And we supplied them with that to fight the Iranians.
Mm-hmm. And billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, it wasn't we. It was the U.S. federal government. Because I
yeah, it wasn't we, you know.
Right.
Speaking as far as this nation that's been taken from us. But
anyway, go ahead.
Those dirty bombs that were set off in those tankers, that sent a lot of that, you know, and this guy had used that stuff before against Iranians. He knew how, you know, wind directions and when the dust storms, you know, were coming and whatnot. And we, our government didn't really have us set up with proper MOP level chemical suit gear. A lot of it, you know, has been stuff we were just issued.
So you're saying the troops were put in a dangerous predicament because the government dropped the ball on getting the gear they needed?
It was a mess, and it was the first time in military history that, you know, us getting our butts whooped by something we gave them was called a syndrome, you know, Gulf War syndrome.
Right.
You know, we got gassed, and, you know, Agent Orange was Agent Orange, and, you know, it wasn't called some, you know, syndrome, but we got smoked.
How do you feel about the way that you were treated?
No, it was ridiculous. I was cleared. I had 20 days to serve, getting out. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we're on alert. They go into Kuwait, we're on alert. And within 3 weeks, you know, it was just one platoon of our battalion got sent over like 2 to 3 months before everybody else showed up doing salute reports and whatnot. And so we were there for a while. We didn't get affected by any of the fallout or anything. And a lot of other people didn't either, but a whole lot of people did. I was a weapon of mass destruction. I don't care what the government says about the definition of it or not. You know, you run a plane into a building and kill 3,000 people, that's a weapon of mass destruction. you know.
Well, you wouldn't call a 500-pound bomb from that was dropped on, say, Dresden, Germany, you wouldn't call that a weapon of mass destruction, but that probably would have done a really terrible thing to the World Trade Center. So, I mean, an airplane flying into a building, knocking down one building, yes, it was a big building, but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not ready to call
define that. Define mass destruction, right? Yeah. I mean, is a grenade mass destruction? Is it more than two people dying, three people dying? Is there a certain arbitrary number that's been selected to determine what a weapon of mass destruction is?
Yeah, whose definition is that? That's politicians' definition.
Yeah, no,
Rick,
no.
I want to thank you for the...
If you send five American divisions over to the Middle East for the last 10 years, killing thousands of Middle Easterns, that in itself, that army is a weapon of mass destruction.
Well observed, Rick, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Russell in Alabama, listening, I believe, to WBNG. Hello, Russell.
Hi, guys. I was wondering what your opinion is of the lack of cultural understanding of the American people. I live down here in Alabama, and I'm amazed that people know absolutely nothing about classical music, traditional jazz. They don't read books. I mean, I could talk about opera, and I'll ask people a question like, well, can you name three Italian opera composers and people.
I couldn't possibly name those things. I mean, what? I guess my question for you is, what makes you think that your culture is somehow more valid than anyone else's?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I was going to ask you guys, is that important? Do you think we need to know about opera?
I think reading is probably a fairly important thing to be able to do, but I honestly, while I can read and while I like to read, I don't read as much as I think I should. I don't read as much as I would like to read. But I think other things like that are pastimes and entertainment interests, and I think there are a lot of people. I mean, to suggest that
opera is the superlative of the human voice. I mean, you can't just brush it off as, well, it's the same as rap music or country, because it isn't. It's a superlative in a particular area.
Well, down here, when I go to the gym, my colleagues, basically, they're watching ESPN, one of the ESPNs, or they'll put on that CW network. It's just inane stuff that people care about now. And so I got basically so upset, and I said, well, I'm going to start a blog. So 2 weeks ago, I started a blog, and I started promoting reading and the arts and real education. I know people down here with college educations, and they don't even really know anything about any type of arts. I mean, it's just totally amazing. Yet they know college football, and they know baseball. And I'm so dissatisfied that I said, well, I'm going to start a blog. And unfortunately, you guys know these blogs. You know, 99.9% of them just die, right?
I think that you're doing the exactly right thing. I don't know if opera is an important issue or classical music or any of these things. I wouldn't know. But I do think that what you should do is put out in the marketplace, what your idea is and see how it goes. You know, nurture it. At the very least, it edifies you. Go ahead and plug your blog.
What did you think about my blog?
Plug it.
Pronounce it?
Plug it.
Well, can I give it to you guys off the air, and you guys can have a look at it? Well,
why wouldn't you just want to give it on the air and get some visitors?
As soon as you plug it, I'm going to let you go.
it's called The Deanna Review, and Deanna is spelled D-E-A-N-N-A, just like the girl's name, thedeannareview.blogspot.com.
Now, dullards, I think that might be a word here to describe. I mean, bread and circuses, perhaps. And then maybe it comes back to what we were talking about earlier, where the government's instituted this school system, which is essentially an indoctrination system that is designed to kind of bring people down to the lowest common denominator and then push that lowest common denominator as low as it possibly can go with, you know, still giving people the basics they'll need to be able to operate a cash register or something like that. I share some of your frustrations, and I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, I think there's also a bit of, I don't know.
Elitism.
Yeah, okay, that's the hoity-toityness involved in the comment as well. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, you may say that opera is the superlative of the human voice, but try putting a guitar in one of those operatist's hands. See if they can noodle that.
There are virtuosos that play the guitar, too.
More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there totally free. Head on over and enjoy various different things like our listening options or news updates. You can get signed up. And you'll be kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. to get on the various different delivery methods we have there. We've got, of course, email, which is the best way to receive the updates, in my opinion. But maybe you like Twitter or Facebook. You'd prefer to get them that way. You can do that, too. Go to news.freetalklive.com to do that. Now, are you frustrated with a lack of freedom where you live? I know I was. Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? It just keeps getting worse, doesn't it? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? I did, and you can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. One of the best things I've ever done has been moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I've just had the privilege of meeting some of and working with and becoming friends with some of the just the best people that I've ever met. It's been a great time. Mark, what do you think?
It's home. Indeed. Yeah.
So go to freestateproject.org as we go to the phones and the fun. Mark, listening to KUSA in Washington. Hello, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Doing great.
I'd like to talk about the war a little bit. I think that the biggest mistake Bush made was to not get out after we had defeated the army there. I had a son-in-law that was flying an F-15 there. In the first 2 to 3 days, we totally demolished most of what they had. And within 2 weeks, they were helpless, other than small arms.
I would agree with this assertion entirely. Now, I don't think we should have gone, but that's in retrospect. I would say that at the time, I will admit at the time, I was for it. But
because you believed the lies, right?
I did. A war is a conflict between nations, and that nation was destroyed that night when the Shock and Awe campaign came about. What I think Bush was concerned with, and one has to wonder what would have happened if the United States did leave, and then Saddam Hussein comes out of his little hole in the ground and says, "Hey, I'm in charge." It's an interesting thing, but if when Bush lands the airplane on the deck of the aircraft carrier and says, "Mission accomplished," if they sent all the troops on the first thing smoking home, that would have been called a victory.
Oh yeah, he would have been a hero. Instead, he became a tyrant in people's eyes, at least.
Yeah, but he did what he was supposed to do, right? He kept it going, because if he hadn't kept it going, then his buddies in the military-industrial complex would have, the contracts would have dried up to some extent.
Yes, I'm sure there was some of that going on, too.
Oh, you better believe
it. Here's the biggest mistake I think we make of late in these wars that we get into. Whenever we fight people that will not wear a uniform, that will not come forward and say, "Hey, I'm going to fight you. Here I am. Look at me." They just hide behind their women and their children. They go into their mosques, into their hospitals, and hide so that we won't bomb them. They won't come out and fight, so how can we win? It's an impossible war to win.
Why would you want to go after somebody who's hiding hiding in their house from you? I mean, what's the point at that point?
Yeah, you can't win an occupation. You can only just just continue pouring money into it and pouring lives into it.
You're so right. And so Afghanistan is another one of these wars that we cannot win. We'll be there forever killing our boys.
I don't think anyone knows what winning is in Afghanistan. I mean, if somebody would describe what winning looks like in Afghanistan, I'd love to hear it. But the State Department, Obama's own guys have said that the only reason they're in Afghanistan at this point, the biggest reason they're left in Afghanistan, is because the president has said this is his war.
Every bomb that is dropped, every bullet that is fired over there just encourages more violence. It's violence begetting violence. The more they kill people, the more they kill innocent people, and they are, the more innocent people will become killers. The more innocent people will decide to vow their lives to destroy the evil U.S. government, and I can't blame them for doing that, because once you've had your family taken from you, or your home destroyed, and your neighborhood ripped apart, then what else do you have to do with your life at that point besides get some sort of vengeance? I don't believe that vengeance is the right thing to do, but I can't blame anybody for it. I totally understand it.
So I'm going to agree with Michael Savage on something here.
Oh, gosh.
I know, maybe you think he's radical, but I believe he's right on this point. We need to get out and get out as soon as we can. And if they insist on doing warlike things against us, trying to kill us, then we have to declare war on where they are, not try and go in
who
and figure
they?
Out who they are. Well, if they're in Afghanistan, if
who?
They all converge, all the terrorists.
The terrorists are in Washington, D.C.
Well,
I
don't
like
think
to,
so. I
to
mean,
make
yes,
this point,
I do
too.
Think so, but I think we also have made enemies there, and they think their duty is to kill us if we're not going to praise Allah.
There are parts of what you say that I agree with, but what you need to understand is I don't mean just get the United States military out of there. I mean getting the oil, any United States funded security that goes with the oil companies, because there's no reason the oil companies' security should be paid for by the United States taxpayer. That means no oil subsidies. That means nothing. The United States government gets its nose out of other people's business, and then I think you will see an entirely different world stage. I don't know what's going to happen at that point, and I'm never going to agree with killing innocent people while we go after the bad guys. But I think that what it needs to be understood is it's not just taking a few soldiers out and calling that a withdrawal.
Well, and I agree with you, but hasn't war always been about, unfortunately, but innocent people get killed in war, and not just by the U.S.
It's time
no,
to stop it.
It's true.
It's time
the
to stop. You're right. It is. Clearly, you're correct
people,
about that.
The Germans killed a lot of people, on and on,
yeah.
That didn't deserve to be killed. They weren't even soldiers.
No.
But it's unavoidable in all
it is avoidable
war.
If you don't go to war, and that's what I'd like to see, and I thank you for the call tonight. I totally understand where the people are coming from when they're saying, well, this is war. People die in war. Obviously, that's true. And that's reason enough to stop doing them. Just stop. 1-800-259-9231. But then they wouldn't get the contracts, and they wouldn't be able to aggregate more power to themselves. And the government has all of the interest in the world to continue warring around the world, to continue starting conflicts. Because as long as there's an enemy, then there's a reason for them to exist. As long as there's something to fight against, some sort of international scary thing like the terrorists or the immigrants or the drug dealers, they've
always yellow man.
They've got something to point to that they can say, aha, this is why you need us, as I think it was Chairman Creedy said in the V for Vendetta. It's proof to people that, oh, see, we need this government around to keep us safe from all those darn terrorists around the world, when in point of fact, the government is actually putting you in danger by going around the world and blowing things up
creating
and killing
terrorists.
People. They're creating the terrorists that they want you to be afraid of. And it just creates them, gives them more reasons to stick around and expand their bureaucracies and get ever more intrusive into our lives and create a police state. And then before you know it, you've got terrorists and you don't have freedom anymore. Great. 800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And of course, you can visit us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy a variety of features. They're all free for you. And if you want to help support the show, go to promote.freetalklive.com. And get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, get us into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. By the way, there's something that I've been wanting to mention here that I've just been forgetting about mentioning. And it's Saturday night, so it's as good a time as any to get it out there. Healing Our World is one of my favorite Liberty books. It's a great introduction to the ideas of freedom, and especially so if you're targeting it to somebody who maybe comes from the liberal persuasion, because Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World, really approaches things from a perspective of compassion, and she does an amazing job at communicating the ideas of honoring our neighbor's choices and consequences for using force, aggressive force on people. It's got to be my favorite. It's got probably my top favorite liberty-oriented book of all time. And we had the pleasure of being able to interview Dr. Mary Ruart on this program in the past from the Liberty Forum. She's a nice lady, very fine lady. And I traded a couple emails with her, and at one point I'd asked her about turning it into an audiobook, turning Healing Our World into an audiobook. And she mentioned that she thought it had already been done, and she was going to dig around and see if she could find it. And sure enough, she did. And, of course, those of you that have been listening to the show for a little while know that Dr. Ruart has been offering Healing Our World in ebook form, or in, you can read it online on her website in webpage form for free. And that's been on I guess for years. It's been on her site for years.
Quite a few years.
The 1990s edition of her book. There's an aughts edition that came out this decade that is much, you know, it's better. It's got updated information, some additional pages to it. But the 90s edition is still a kick-butt read. It's just a great book. And it's so awesome that she has released it to the public. So at freekeen.com, which is my blog site, we've taken the text from her website. One of the local activists here in Keene took the text from her website and turned that text into a PDF version of the book and turned it into, I think, an e-book version or it was an e-book, and then there's the Amazon Kindle, the Kindle version, EPUB, I think is what that is. Anyway, so there's now like a handful of different digital versions of that particular book. And then finally, she got back to me and said that she had found it and that she was going to ship it out to me, the audiobook version of Healing Our World. She did. She shipped it out. We took the MP3s and put them online. And so now you can download the audio version of Healing Our World completely free over at book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com, thanks to Dr. Mary Rohrt and a guy named S. Adam Shaheed, who was actually the guy that turned it into the audiobook. So it's up there, and it's free at book.freekeen.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL's major sponsor of Free Talk Live, SACL CAI.
Ladies, come first on Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Jackie in San Antonio, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to you, but what you said about education and the government dumbing us down just stuck a needle in my craw. I had to call. I've never called a show like this before, but
excellent.
That's ridiculous because I grew up in the 60s. I'm African American.
Okay.
I taught myself to read when I was 3.5 years old. When my mother realized I taught myself to read, nobody taught me. I just picked up the books and I started reading because she was always reading to me. I don't know how it happened, but I just picked up the words phonetically. I'm good. So when she saw that, and realizing what education was like for African Americans, secondhand books, many pages missing, having to share books, two students to one book. Okay, and this was the 60s. This was not, you know, 1930s. This was in your lifetime. Okay, in my lifetime, in most Americans' lifetime. The African American parents of that day took those kids and made sure you got the education that you needed to get what was needed to be done. Whether she had to move me to another school, whether she had to put me in a Catholic school, whether she had to have someone tutor, she didn't care. She made sure it got done, irregardless of what the government gave us in substandard education, okay? So you can't say that it's the government, because the government is not the part of education. It's the parents that are part of the education. If you don't have the parents in the community behind you, then they can't do squat. Yes, you will get the lowest common denominator.
Jackie, I understand where you're coming from. Parental involvement in their children's education is a critical factor toward their success. No doubt about that. I don't think I down the parents at all. I think what I was pointing out is that the government school system,
the one that your mom was so upset about having to send you to.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the private schools or homeschooling. I think if you want your kids to be educated, taking it into your own hands is the best way to handle it. Or better yet, allowing your kids to decide for themselves what educational methods and doctrine to pursue, what subjects to pursue. That's, in my opinion, unschooling is the best way to go about it. John Taylor Gatto was the New York State Teacher of the Year, and he's in his 80s today, but he's still out there and he's still speaking, and he's one of those folks that actually released his books for free on his website as well, where he really talks about the history of the government school system in this country, and you know, the evidence shows that the more the government has become involved in education, the worse people's education has become. So that's not a slight against parents. It's just to point out what the system is all about. It's about keeping people ignorant.
Well, I disagree. I think that the factor today is that the parents are not involved as much as my parents
and the parents of my
children. How could they be involved? They're being taxed to death in order to pay for these government schools. I mean, these government schools in right here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show, it's $14,000 a year at least for the government to educate one child. You can get a private school education for less than that, and doing homeschooling is a fraction of that cost. And the private school and homeschool kids are getting better educations across the board than the government school kids.
And that private school is going to insist on parental involvement.
Parental involvement is a very important, Jackie. We're not disagreeing with you on that. However, what we are saying is that the government is not responsible for educating your kid. It doesn't. If your kid walks out of a public school, like 20% of them do nationwide, and up to 40% of them in some communities, unable to read, nobody at that school is going to get fired. Now, if you could bring a private school to court over that. However, a public school, good luck.
And if you think about it from this perspective, Jackie, the government school system actually, to some extent, discourages parental involvement by virtue of the fact that they exist in the first place. Oh, don't worry about it. Just send your kids to us. We'll take care of them for 8 hours a day, and we'll give them an education. And the government's answer to parents not being involved is, we mentioned last night on this program, there's a story out of Detroit about how one government bureaucrat there has proposed jail time for parents that don't show up for parent-teacher conferences. So their solution to parental involvement is to threaten violence against them, whereas the entire system is essentially designed to discourage their involvement. Oh, you've picked a good school system. Just don't worry about it. Send your kids to us and we'll take care of them. You don't have to really be concerned. This is our job. We're the ones who are the educators. You're just the parents. So I think there's, to some extent, there's that message out there.
I think you're being unfair in that the government has to take everybody. The private schools can choose the best of the flock and say, okay, we'll just take the smart ones. You keep the dumb ones to work with them. Okay, so there's not a comparison there between public school and private school.
But the government schools, well, you're right, the government schools take everybody. They also force everybody to the same curriculum. They force everybody into this one-size-fits-all government school system and curriculum where the dumber or the less fast kids are put in the same classes with the smarter kids there, because that makes it so that the smarter kids have to essentially slow down in order to be, you know, allow the slower kids to catch up, which results in them being restless in class and having behavioral problems, which results in the government schools demanding that they be put on things like Ritalin because, the classes are so boring to them, they're not being challenged, so on and so forth. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. What's your experience with the government schools? Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but maybe enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, joining you tonight is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find there completely free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the program, you can go and download them right there from the front page of the site. I've referenced a couple of shows from past past days in this week, and a lot of you listening, if you're listening on the radio, unfortunately, your radio station doesn't carry our weekday program. Some of them do. And if your radio station doesn't carry our weekday program, you're welcome to contact the program director on Monday. And first of all, tell him or her thank you for airing Free Talk Live on the weekends, and tell him you want to hear more Free Talk Live. But in the meantime, you can visit our website and enjoy our archives. Right there on the front page, the last week's worth, and then click into the archive section, and you'll be taken back to years' worth of the show, all the way back to late 2006, all free and courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, or .anything for that matter. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. Use that portal we've created, hostgator.freetalklive.com. Get your first month completely free, hostgator.freetalklive.com.
You know, we were on the phone with Jackie earlier, and she was calling to defend the government school system, saying that she believes that the problem with education today is that the parents aren't involved. And I think that if you take two kids in the government school system and you compare one where parents are involved and another where parents aren't, I think the kid with the parents' involvement will be doing better in the government school system. I think there's no doubt about that. I think she's absolutely correct in that statement. However, I don't blame parents for not being involved when we have such a situation in this country today where it's so hard to make ends meet when you have to pay a 60% of your income in various different taxes. You've got property tax, you've got income tax, you've got various different sales taxes. And
why would you want to be involved with the government's school system?
You want to be involved with your kids' education.
I agree, but if you are that involved, then why would you send them to government school? Likely you would send them, if that is what you care about so much, it's unlikely you would send them to government school. I'm not saying that circumstance doesn't exist. I just think that it's less likely to be the case. Oh. The public school I went to, and granted, it wasn't recently, I never saw a parent involved. I never saw any, I never saw the bureaucrats have any kind of apparatus for them to be involved.
My mom would go to and volunteer at the library.
Okay, so, she put books on the shelves. But I'm talking about being involved in their child's education. That's not really being involved. That's being involved with the school.
Right. I mean, being involved meaning helping your kids with homework.
But it's what they tell them that they're supposed to learn. And, when I think back to high school, I can't think of too much I learned in high school that I find useful in day-to-day life.
Yeah, not really.
I mean, what was my mom going to do in helping me with trigonometry and analytic geometry?
It's a glorified prison camp. I mean, really is what the government school experience is. And there's so many problems with it. It's so broken. And even if you can point to a government school that's doing something better than another government school, you're still just comparing broken systems. You're comparing cancer, essentially.
Well, if you want the government school system, you cannot argue this, is a monopoly, right? And you get your worst service out of a monopoly. Granted, not everybody has to send their kid to the government school system, but everybody has to pay for it. And whether they educate the way you want them to or not, they'll take your house away if you choose not to support it.
Yeah.
So you have this problem
of
customer
service. If you don't send your kids there, you go to jail.
Right. You have to send your kids somewhere.
If you don't send your kids somewhere where they approve of, you go to jail.
That much is true. So you have this this situation where people, of course, are apathetic. I have no control of the government school in my town, except that I'm not going to send my kid there.
Yep.
Why should I be involved? I mean, they're just robbing me for however much money a month or a year that they get out of me in order to spend $14,000 per student or whatever it is that they spend.
It's outrageous.
But all over the country, they pay more per student to educate a public school student than they do a private school.
My tenants can pay the rent.
Everybody would agree that you get a better education out of a private school.
The property taxes are so high here, and it's the bulk of the property taxes here in Keene, New Hampshire, are the school system.
I think that's
60%.
True in most places.
It's 60% of the property taxes. Where you live, it's 80%, Mark. 80% of the property taxes are going to the government schools. And my tenants couldn't afford to live in my house anymore. It was just the economy's too difficult. They're being taxed too much because when they're paying my rent, they're paying my property taxes. And if I didn't have property taxes that were as high, they would be able to keep more of the money that they earn. And then in a true free marketplace, they'd be able to send their daughter to whatever school they thought was best. And then parents would be more involved in their kids' education because they'd have to choose where to send their kids to school. They'd be involved to some extent from day one. They would have to make that ultimate choice of taking the time to actually look at the schools that they could send their kids to and choosing one of those schools, or maybe the school they're looking for doesn't exist, in which case they could start one with some other parents that were interested in the same ideas, like, an atheist school or something like that, right? So they would actually have to be involved right there from the very first point, and then to whatever extent that school would want them involved, they would also have to be involved at that level as well. So the government school system, I think, dissuades parental involvement to some extent. Let's continue with your thoughts. Judy is on the line, listening in Tallahassee, Florida, to WFLA-FM. Hello, Judy.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to respond to the lady who said that the private schools can just reject the dumber students and take the smarter ones, because that is really not true. I have taught at a private school here in Tallahassee, and a lot of the government sponsorship is for very low-income families who are very concerned that their children are not getting an education, and so they apply to the school. And we have kids come in who can't read, who can't don't know phonics, who don't have any kind of education, it doesn't seem like.
Don't government schools pretty much, haven't they pretty much abandoned phonics? Aren't they doing the C-site method or whatever it's called?
Yeah. pretty much.
Which is crazy. I mean, that's a good system for kids that are, you know, below the age of four or whatever. But if you want, you know, kids at four, five, six to start learning to read, you're going to have to teach them phonics.
Right, because it makes sense, and it gives you a cross-the-board base for, okay, what did we learn? Which sounds did we learn? What sound does B make? It says B. And it always says B. And they know that, and when they see it, they say B. And it works. So anyways, I have taught children who were way below grade level, and the problem I've had is the parents feel like, well, either I or the state is paying, so now I don't have to be involved at all. It's, mm-hmm. you know, I'm paying you to do this. So we are getting like half as much as public school teachers and having a lot more responsibility, but we have got all of the levels of intelligence in our classroom. All of the levels of parental involvement in our classroom, we have pretty much a mirror image of what's happening in the public school. And the thing you do is to work with every single student to make sure that by the end of the year, they are where they need to be before you do the testing.
Now, the difference being, though, that if the parents aren't happy with how their kids are learning or what their kids are learning, they can pull their kids out of the private school. And that means that the private school has to do a better job than the government
school. You know, it's a labor of love for the teachers in private schools because it's my experience, they almost to a person make less than public school teachers. I'm sure that there's some preparatory schools out there that pay their teachers more, but I think that it's, you were talking about the 90th percentile of private school teachers get paid less than public
school. Judy, thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate the expertise, and let's go to John, listening to WGMD in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey there. Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, I wanted to respond to the lady that's kind of whining, I thought, about, you know, the public schools are forced to take all the dregs that are left over that nobody else wants. And, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. The point she was really making is that those kids are incapable of learning, and that's why their performance in public schools are so poor.
Not true.
I remember incident back in, I think, the 80s, where the Cardinal in New York City challenged the city to send any student that they didn't want in the public school system to the parochial school system. They would take them and educate them. No questions asked.
And I bet they did it, too. I bet they were able to take the so-called dumb kids and turn them into pretty smart kids.
Well, did, and it was through discipline and a good structured system. And,
a system that actually cares, that has the incentive to care, because, well, if they don't do a good job, they'll lose the business.
And public schools don't have to take whomever. I can tell you, I got kicked out of the public school system. They didn't want me back.
All right, we are out of time for tonight. If we didn't get to you, we apologize. Call us on Monday night. We'll talk to you then. And don't forget, tomorrow night on freetalklive.com, we got our internet-only Sunday show. We'll see you then. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 2237.